This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Morning, gardeners, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. And this is Paul's youngest son, Patrick. I'm the host, and doing what I can to help you out. And during the break, I had just gone upstairs to see my kids and my wife real quick, say hello. And, of course, they're watching Frozen. And I look outside, and it's snowing, and it was almost it's almost too much of a coincidence. You know, all of a sudden there was ice castles being built, and there's snow outside. So, you know, it's time for us to let the snow go, if you will. And, you know, today should be the last day we're seeing some of this snow. So let's hope that's the truth, because we definitely could be done with some of the snow that we're having. Not much out there going to be happening today with the snow. It's only going to be about an inch, maybe some rain in my area at least. Some other areas should be fine too. But what we can do is we can answer your questions. I did have a question via email from a gentleman by the name of Kevin. He was asking what type of light would be best for rooting tree and shrub cuttings indoors, white light or red blue light from a grow light. Now, that's a great question, because, you know, if you don't have grow lights at home, you know, what are you going to do? How are you going to do it? They'll still both work for you, but the ideal situation that you're looking for is a full spectrum type light that has all the different colors from a grow light. Now, it'll have your reds, blues, and purples of the colors that to help it grow. So you're looking for something that has a little bit more than just that white light. You know, it's not bad to do, but at the same time, it's not going to give you the growth that you're looking for, that strong growth that you're looking for. You're not looking for like a fluorescent type light, you know, one of those ones that reminds you of like high school or one of those. You're looking for more of a, you know, LED type that has, it's an incandescent that has more of the colors mixed into it as it goes. It's not going to, the light bulb itself is not going to be a color. It's going to be white, just like, you know, other light bulbs, but it's going to give off different colors by the full spectrum. That's what you're looking for, a full spectrum type light to grow anything indoors successfully. I mean, you can do it with others, but this is the best way. This is, you know, if you had, you know, if it was something you grew all the time, you did a lot of stuff indoors and you were looking for, this full spectrum lights is the way to go. Only one that is going to be, it's going to have the most success for you. So definitely take a look at those. You can find them at local garden centers and, you know, a lot of websites online. But that's the best way to be doing anything, in my opinion. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, you can give us a call or you can join us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Paul P. Garden Club. Ask some questions there. Go to our website at paulparent.com. While you're there, you can sign up for the newsletter or send an email with questions there. In the meantime, we're going to go to the phone lines. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jack in East Rochester.
Jack in East Rochester, how can we help you today?
Yeah. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question for you, and it has to do with growing potatoes.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you ever heard of this method. An old-time farmer friend told me about this method, and I've had tremendous success. And what we do is we throw down about 2 or 3 bales of hay
okay.
on the ground. And as you mentioned, you know, the little ones we don't cut up, but the larger ones we do cut up, you know, into maybe 3 pieces. And we lay them right on top of the hay. And then on top of that, you put twice as much hay, like maybe 8 inches of hay above it so no sun can get through.
Okay.
And then you just water it every day. And by the end of the season, you just lift up the hay, and you have hundreds of potatoes.
Wow.
You ever heard of that method?
I haven't before, but it sounds, you know, like it makes perfect sense. It's the same way like what a soil would do. You know, you want to have some soil underneath. You want to then put the potatoes out, cover it with soil. They even make, like, grow bags that you can do multiple layers of the mm-hmm. potatoes, too. So it makes perfect sense. And the hay is going to, you know, are you using, like, a salt marsh hay, or are you using...
Yeah, salt marsh, or even just a regular straw hay, you know.
Yeah, so it's going to keep everything insulated. It's going to keep it warm when it needs to be. It's going to hold the moisture, that type of thing. So, you know, I don't see a problem with that. I mean, you said you've had success with it, so, you know, I see it as a good idea. My only concern, which would be, is any rodents getting in. You know, trying to, depending upon the season, they're usually towards the end of the season or early season when they're trying to pull right. that straw out to make their nests, and they might just go in there early. But you could always, you know, plant around it some types of mint or peppermint, you know, put some peppermint right. spray around it, that type of thing, if you're worried about that. So I definitely agree with that. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, another thing is your last call started talking about deer with the azaleas.
Yep.
And what we do is we take the vacuum cleaner bag, especially if you have a pet.
Yep.
And you just sprinkle a little bit around the bush or around whatever you're growing, and the deer won't go near it.
Yeah, I like to. I have a dog, and she's not supposed to shed. She's hypoallergenic, but somehow she still sheds. And so any of that hair, you know, you get it a little bit wet when you put it in like a baggie. It has that mm-hmm. smell of a dog. And
right.
so it's the smell of a predator, if you will, to, you know, rabbits, squirrels, deer, that type of thing. So it's definitely a great idea.
Yeah.
I remember my father talking many times about, you know, if you don't have a dog, or go to the neighbor that has a dog and tell them you want the dog hair and see what their face looks like at first and then explain it to them, because you can always get somebody, why do you need my dog hair? So
right,
that
right.
type of thing, but that is definitely a great organic way to do it. So
right.
that's a great right. Great thing to be bringing up. So thank
well,
you,
Jack. I just thought I'd ask you if you've ever heard that method before, because like I said, I've had tremendous success for years doing it that way. And by the end of the year, you just pull up the top layer, which is 8 inches thick or so, and you know you don't want the sun hitting it at all.
Yep.
And boy. We just pick up dozens and dozens and dozens of potatoes.
Well, that's 15 awesome.
By 15, yeah.
Okay, so you're just taking a bale. You're loosening up the bale, right, and throwing it on top that way?
Yeah, yep.
And the growth comes right through it, the green leaves?
Yep, at the perfect. By the end of the season, because you definitely don't want any sun hitting those potatoes.
Yep.
And so by the end of the season, once you start seeing that green come up, they're just about ready.
Perfect. That's a great way to be doing it. So we'll have to take a look into that, see how it works for others, too.
Great. Well, I just thought I'd mention it.
Jack, I appreciate it. Thank you for that insight. That's a great great technique to be using for potatoes. And like I was saying earlier, it's a nice and easy one to grow, too. You don't have to worry a lot about
digging.
It.
No digging. No digging.
Exactly.
All right. Well, you have a great weekend.
You too, Jack. Thank you. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Marlene's in Massachusetts.
Marlene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. I just wanted to make a comment as listening about the potatoes. And
yep.
The previous caller, there's a whole book on how you can garden with straw bales. And I knew a friend that would line the edge of her driveway because she didn't have any room to put her. She had too many rocks. And she would plant in these bales. And there's a whole books that have been written about how to do it properly. So, the other thing is, you know, anybody that doing potatoes, I started my grandkids when I think they were like 4 years old and they would help me dig the holes and everything. And, now it has become like a big ritual for me to plant some potatoes because it's like an Easter egg hunt for them at the end. To see how many is there. The other question is, how deep do you plant your potatoes?
So it'd be about like 4 to 6 inches deep, about.
Okay. Yep.
You wouldn't want to go any more than that. You don't want them to be too deep.
Yeah, okay. And then just layering it in. Yep.
Excellent.
Thank you for your help.
Marlene, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. Phone number 855-660-4261.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Be here for another 40 minutes to answer all your gardening questions. You know, us here in New England are not excited with the snow that's out there, but just coming the next few days, it's going to warm up. Going to be 40s and 50s. Spring's right around the corner. So, you know, although it, like I said, it feels like Elsa's out there angry and making us suffer for it. Yep, she's just upstairs watching with my daughter on TV, so it's pretty funny that I saw that. I still can't get over it. Just looked out, snow, boom. Anyways, I've been talking a lot about potatoes and growing them, and during the break I was just looking more and more, and there is a ton of information about growing potatoes under straw mulch. So it's definitely something I learned today and we'll be taking a look at. There's all types of straw, and you know what I like to see is some of you who can't put them in the ground getting some of those raised, like, garden type beds. They make specific potato planters. There's like a 7 gallon like bag, if you will, that will grow in there. They have some great ones in there, all different styles. It has like a trap door on the back so you can pick from underneath, you know, so you can actually grow multiple layers of it as it goes. There's our methods of how to do it, and as they grow, covering them again with either straw or soil, especially in a grow bag. So it'd be something to really look into and see what you can do. Now, if you're looking to start any plants this year in the garden, you're going to be looking for some sort of planting insurance. And Bonide's Starter Plus from Espoma definitely is that. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, I definitely recommend having some sort of starter to start out any plant that you use. You know,
everybody thinks, okay, for a evergreen, I need to use Hollytone right away. When in fact, when it starts growing and you plant it, you don't want to put that Hollytone or something along those lines down right away. You want to actually start with a starter. Now, there's liquid starters, which are great because they do a root drench, or the Biotone starter, which is in a granular form that goes into the soil. Now, mixing in there is going to give it a great start to, you know, get established and get going. With an evergreen, if you're looking at, you know, fertilizing, use that starter, and then the following season on any plant that you use, the following year, I wouldn't say season, because we could say if you grew it in spring, you'd want to put it in summer. But the following year, give it a full year to really get growing in there. And once that's done, you can start with the Hollytone or the plant tone or the tree tone, depending upon what it is. They are better for you when the roots have spread out a little bit from the area that you planted, so it can actually pick up some of the other nutrients and get stronger for you. So definitely take a look at that when you're planting. You want to have some sort of starter. If it's liquid or granular, that's a great way to give your plants some help, and if you will, the planting insurance. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. And we'll be here. We'll answer as many gardening questions as you have for the next half hour. But take a look at our Facebook page if you want. You can ask us some questions there during the week, or email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. That will be during the week, and I'll do what I can to answer them as quickly as possible. But I'm about 2 weeks behind on some of these questions, and doing what I can to help out. It's just get two little ones, full-time job, and if it would stop snowing, I wouldn't have to work as much. That would be great. So I'm doing what I can to help you out with your questions. So in the meantime, we will talk about a few different things. We can talk about some more perennials and what to be using. You know, there's some out there for wet soils. If you're looking for wet soil perennials, Lobelia, Joe Pieweed, those are some great ones. Wet soil. So pick up those. We'll talk some more after the break. And we'll help you out, help everybody out, and start thinking spring, even though it doesn't look spring out there. So we'll be right back, and we'll answer some more for you.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as no survivors are expected to be found after an Ethiopian Airlines flight crashes after taking off from the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa while en route to the Kenyan capital of Nairobi. It crashes just minutes into the flight, 157 people and crew members on board. Reports are the plane was carrying passengers from 33 nations. Over two dozen passengers who were on a Turkish Airlines air flight from Istanbul to New York City are still recovering from injuries after a severe turbulence incident yesterday. This man says most on the plane were convinced it was crashing.
I think everyone was just saying the last prayers. If you heard people saying Jesus or the Muslim prayer or whatever prayer they thought of.
That turbulence over Maine lasted for around 6 minutes. 10 people had to be hospitalized. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Be here for another 27 minutes to answer any of your gardening questions. We can do those online or on air. So give us a call. We'll do what we can to help you out. But you know, I know it seems funny to be talking about some of these outdoor things right now, but it is important to be thinking about those things, of what you can do, and getting ready for the year. And just remember, once those forsythia start to bloom, we're off and running for the year. Now, we're probably a couple of weeks away from that, maybe 3 weeks, but we're not that far away. And once those forsythia start blooming, it's time to really get going with the lawn. Putting down that crabgrass preventer is the way to go early. You know, there are two types of that crabgrass preventer. There's one that has just fertilizer in it with that, with the preventer, and another one that you can start a new lawn with and have that crabgrass preventer. It's the fertilizer and the chemical within inside know what the difference between a crabgrass seed and a growing type seed that you want, like a fescue or a rye type seed, is. So it's definitely something to be taking a look at doing this year. You know, crabgrass preventer can be put down two times in the spring. You know, once right away, and then you could get a crabgrass preventer that has no fertilizer, nothing like that, and put that down about 4 to 5 weeks later, and get that second crabgrass kill, because some of them are going to be, you know, popping a little bit later, and usually you have that, you know, 4 to 6 week interval of having that crabgrass preventer. So by putting a second step or a second application of crabgrass preventer, that's a great way to do it. So take a look at what you can do with that this year. Did crabgrass and other grassy weeds take over your lawn last year? Prevent crabgrass and other grassy weeds from ruining your lawn by applying Bonite's DuraTurf Crabgrass Preventer today. Just apply Bonite's Crabgrass Preventer, available with or without fertilizer, and that will stop the crabgrass and grassy weeds from growing in your lawn for up to 5 months. Do you want your lawn dark green and healthy looking all season long? You need to use Bonite DuraTurf 4-phase lawn program throughout the year. Our 4-phase program rids your lawn of over 200 broadleaf and grassy weeds, including crabgrass, nutsedge, and dandelions. This program will also take care of surface insects such as fleas and ticks, while slowly feeding your lawn throughout the year. Bonite offers up to $35 gift certificate to the store where the Bonite 4-phase lawn program was purchased. You can also buy the 4-phase individually as you need them throughout the year. Bonite products are family made in America. And find Bonite's DuraTurf lawn program at these fine stores. Aubuchon Hardware at a location near you. Attleboro Farms in North Attleboro, Massachusetts. Tarno Nursery in Enfield, Connecticut. And many others. So if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. And so we've had a lot of questions coming on from our webpage, from our emails, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. We do have some questions on there that we'll do what we can to help you out. I want to try and read them during the break. So on the next break, I'll read this next question that we got from Ellie, and we'll try to answer that quickly right after the break, so I can actually read the email and not sound like dead air on to you guys out there. I had talked a little bit about some perennials and what to do. They're great companion plants to be adding to the garden. It's not just your woody shrubs that you have had in the past. You want to add some things. You're not just looking azaleas, rhododendrons, that type of thing. You want to get some other, plants that will come for different seasons. Maybe grabbing, depending upon where you are, some daylilies. Get some of the, Stelladora daylilies that bloom, multiple times during the season. Get some other types of daylilies. They have the Happy Returns. They have a bunch of new varieties that will return and bloom twice. That's a great one to add to the garden. They'll get a good size for you and clump up that way. You could always be adding a Stilbe, some Heuchera. Everybody loves hosta in the shade. Well, almost everybody loves hosta. And a few other things that you could be adding. I mean, there's so many perennials out there that it's hard to just say these are the ones you want to do. We'll think of some others, and we'll come up with those as well. I've talked about it a lot, maybe too much, but I think the soil sample is something that we really need to be looking at this year, especially when we have a free opportunity with Natural Alternatives on their website. You can go onto there. They have a soil test kit that they send out to you. The coupon code or the code that you need to use is soil test, or you can give them a call. You can go to their website, call them, and tell them that you heard on the Paul Parent Garden Club about the soil test, and they will help you out with that. They have some great products, some of them that they've just started to talk about, just coming out, and they should be on their website soon. But a free soil test is the way to go right now. You can't go wrong with it. It's going to give you so much information that it's going to be beneficial for you long term. If you've been having problems with the garden or the lawn, etc., it's going to tell you what else is there other than the pH. Now, knowing your pH is great to have. You're looking for a 6.5 to 6.9, 7 for your pH in a lawn or a garden to really keep it on that neutral level. You're on the in between being too acidic, which would be the low numbers, 4s, 5s, or more alkaline, which is in the 7s, 8s. The pH numbers go all the way from 1 to 14. In our areas, we normally will only see, between 4 and 8. You're not going to see some huge drastic numbers, but they're definitely some different results that you can be looking at. So like I said, get that soil test taken care of, and it's going to start you off on the right foot. It's going to tell you what you're going to need to do. Do you need to lime? Do you need to break up the soils that's in there? Do you need to do, more phosphorus? Is something not happening with the root growth? It could definitely help you. And, if you get this done and you have more questions, you can always email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com with the soil test results, and I can send you some information about it and get, some more thoughts on how to do it. There's great products out there to take care of it either way. If it's too acidic, too alkaline, the nutrients are here, there, everywhere. We want to make sure that you're taken care of. So feel free to send those to me. And like I've said before, it's going to take a few days before I can really answer anybody. But I will do what I can to help you as soon as possible. So again, our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll do everything we can to help you out going forward. Got about 20 minutes left in the show, and the new hour change has affected everybody. I have two computers going here, and one computer says 9:40, one says 8:40. So I keep looking at either one, and I'm saying, "Oh, I thought that time was something else." So I thought we had another hour to go. So we'll see what we can do here. We only got a little bit of time, and we do have a hydrangea question from the email on the other side of the break. I'm going to answer that. It's strawberries and cream type hydrangea. It's a really cool looking hydrangea. They have it in tree forms. They also have it in shrub form, where it's got that pink flower with a white tip. So it's almost like strawberries covered with the cream. That's the idea behind the name, obviously. They have some other ones. Vanilla strawberry is a cool one. So many different varieties of hydrangea out there that it's just, you just don't know which ones to get. I like some of the old-fashioned ones, the easy ones to grow. It's not really old-fashioned. It's newer in the past 15 years is the Endless Summer Hydrangea. I love that one because you can cut it back in the middle of the season after it blossoms or before it blossoms, and you won't have to worry about it not blooming. The old style hydrangeas, you'd have to wait till a certain time. It would be old wood that they bloomed on. So you might have a lot of sticks in the hydrangeas when in the spring when you're first looking at it and saying, okay, what do I do? Do I cut it back to the ground? Do I wait? What do I do? Well, so this is one of those ones, you can cut it back a little bit. Cut back some of those sticks and not worry. The Endless Summer is just so easy to deal with. It's really not that much maintenance, etc. So it's a good one to have. So, that's one of the varieties. And we can do some more for you going forward. As I said earlier, we started to branch out on some of our social media. We have just opened up a Twitter page that we haven't even started really posting anything yet, but we'll get to it soon. So we have a Twitter page. We have an Instagram page as well. Our Twitter page is @parent_GC. Again, @parent_GC, and that's our Twitter page. We're going to be starting to put some information out there as well. It's always good to get different aspects of there, not just our Facebook, not just our website, not just our newsletter, but those are all good things to be looking at. And our newsletter goes out every Thursday, and we hope that it has some information that you guys like on it. I know we try to keep it timely, try to keep it right in intact of when we need to do certain things, and we gotta work on some things we had been missing a couple weeks, but we're back in the saddle again, if you will, and we'll help you out with some of the problems that you've had and go from there. So you can go there to our website at paulparent.com and go all the way to the bottom and go on to where it says sign up for our newsletter, or you can email us. We will help you out with that if you can't get on. I know some people are having some issues getting on there. But right now, it's time to get started seeding in the, you know, inside for putting some seeds down. I don't mean seed by the lawn, but seed for, you know, your vegetable garden or some annuals that you've been getting ready, or even some perennials, that type of thing. But mostly annuals and your vegetables. You know, take a look at the package. See how many days till maturity that the different seed has. And then kind of count back from when you're the ideal time for you to be getting those is. You know, say you're looking for something that is, 30 days. 30 days from now is only going to be April 10th. So you're not going to be able to put some of those vegetables outside. So maybe it's not something you start. If you're looking for, you know, 60 to 75 days for it to grow into maturity, do you have time to have a mature tomato plant in your house before you put it outside? Because 60 days from now, it's going to be about the middle of May where it's going to be time to actually put stuff outside. So you kind of count back from the time that you want to have the fruit, etc. And it'll tell you right on each package, days till maturity. And that's how you can figure out how many days prior you need to start inside. But we're getting there. We're really starting to get some stuff that needs to be started inside. Some great things to do. Our phone number is 855-660-4261.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub. It's a product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I know I do have a caller on the line, but I wanted to answer the hydrangea question that I got from the email from Ellie. So she is wondering, will cutting off last year's blossoms harm this year? As it was blooming, she has a strawberry cream hydrangea. Strawberry cream hydrangea should be in the same family as like a vanilla strawberry hydrangea. It should be a paniculata type hydrangea. The best answer I can give you for that is with paniculata hydrangeas, their flowers get so big that they kind of bend over the plant. So cutting off some of the blossoms while it's blossoming is a good thing to do. And then you can cut the blossoms off during the winter. Get rid of them. You can dry them. You can do something with them, but it's just going to help with it. You can prune back the shrub in the spring, early spring, but cutting back the blossoms is not going to affect it this year for its blossoms. So hopefully that helps you out, Ellie, and good luck. So let's go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Matthew's in Mass.
Matthew, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, Mr. Parent. I have a question on sweet potatoes that I was planning on growing this year.
Okay.
What would be the best way to propagate them?
Well, so you could do them on the same way that we've been talking about with the potatoes. With a sweet potato, you're looking to do the same thing. You can put them in, as many people have said today, in straw, a couple inches of straw, throw the sweet potatoes in there that you're getting to grow, and then cover it with about 6 to 8 inches of straw. That's a great way to do it. That's a great way to do it. Or you could also be doing them, you know, in grow bags. They have like 7-gallon grow bags. Some of them are plastic, some are fabric. You can use those. And the cool thing with those is the bottom has like a trap door so you can look in and see if there's potatoes growing. So it's almost like a terrarium type thing. So you know that they're growing. So just making sure that the potato doesn't get covered, doesn't get a lot of sun in the soil. Obviously, you want the sun above the ground, but you don't want the potatoes to get warm and hit with the sun that way. So definitely almost the same identical way that you would do potatoes. And as I've learned today here, many people are doing it with just straw. So that should work for you.
Okay.
All right, Matthew?
Yep.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, we're just a couple minutes left in the show, so I'm going to wrap it up here. You know, I've said it a few times here, but think about your soil test this week. Next week, once it starts to warm up in the ground, you can get digging. If you can take an area, you know, go to the four corners and the center. Get some soil out. Mix it all together. You need about a little over a pound, but try to get into the ground a little bit. Don't get right from where the grass is on the top. You want to get underneath so you can see what's going on. But there's the free soil sample from Natural Alternatives. It's awesome. It's awesome to be doing. It's going to get you ahead of everything, knowing what to use. Long term, it's going to save you tons of money because you're going to know what to actually put down instead of just trial and error type things. You're going to know, all right, I need more lime, or okay, there's too many nutrients. I need the sulfur enriched with fertilizer. I need, you know, this, that, or the other thing. It's really going to help you, and it's going to help, you know, your garden center when you go be able to answer those questions and give you the right things. They're not going to be able to oversell you on things that you don't need. The more knowledge you have, the more power you have when you go in there. So if you can go in at least with, you know, what's going on with the soil, it's going to be so much more beneficial for you going forward for the year. So other than that, don't get too upset with the snow. It's not great to look outside and see snow going on, but it's going to rain a little bit and get rid of that snow. And end of the week, I was seeing 50 degrees. It's time to get going. Time to get out there. Next week we'll be talking more about what's going on in the garden, and we'll be able to tell, all right, is the snow gone? Is it, what's going on? We'll know a little bit more. So stay tuned till next week. We'll have some more advice and information for you on getting out in the garden and what you can do. Until then, you know, happy birthday to my brother Jason. And I know next week my mom's birthday as well. She's turning 29 again, so that's awesome. So happy birthday early. Mom, I can say I was the first one this year to do it. Until next week, guys, be good to each other, plant something, and enjoy each other. Enjoy this week that's coming up. It's going to be a great one. So enjoy it, and we'll see you next week.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.